Welcome to the Empowered Women's Podcast. If you're looking for the answers around complex relationship, dating, marriage, and breakup issues, then keep it locked as this is your operation manual to relationship success. We are available to listen to on 6 different podcast platforms for you to stream, including Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and Google Podcasts, releasing a new show every Monday morning. We are one of the few relationship podcasts on the planet that interviews the most qualified relationship coaches, marriage counselors, authors on love, and psychologists around the world. If you have had enough of one toxic connection after another, then hit the subscribe or plus button to be the first to know when a new episode has been released. Guys, this is the last episode for the Empowered Women's Podcast for season number 2. It's been an incredible year. I have interviewed some amazing guests and I'm about to bring on one more. So her name is Shivani. She is known for finding the gold in your business and has helped hundreds of clients find their magic key to tap into the flow of money so it becomes predictable, reliable, and fun, which is something we all tend to struggle with somewhere, somehow. She's also a highly sought-after women's empowerment coach, intuitive business mystic, master energy healer, psychic inspirational speaker, co-author of The Book of Inspiration for Women by Women, and has also been featured on Self-Discovery Radio, New Human Living, and on the Kat Kanavas TV show. She's also an expert on personal and spiritual transformation, supporting cutting-edge thought leaders and master healers in this global shift to claim their sovereignty using the Akashic Records, which we're going to talk about today, as a grounded tool in order to get information on who you are at a soul level so you can get your message out in a big way. She also lives in far north Queensland, Australia, so she's probably sweating bullets as we speak and lives on the top of a mountain in an absolute tropical wonderland. So, Shivani, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much, Amanda. I'm excited to be here. And, yeah, I've got the aircon on now. 9 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah. How many degrees is it there now?
I don't know, but hot enough to put the aircon on. Probably 30.
Wow. There you go. And we're here freezing in Melbourne. So sometimes I kick myself and think, why did I jump on? it's actually this last few days, like the last 3 or 4 days, it's dropped down to winter temperatures. It's just Melbourne's just stupid. I hate our weather. So, yeah, sometimes I kick myself and think, why did I move back? But, yeah, anyway, that's all right. Lucky it's got other good things about it. So we're gonna talk about a bit about Akashic Records and human design today, which I started to hear about it, and then you reached out to me and wanted to come on the show and have a chat. So I'm excited to actually learn more about it. And I don't think it's a common sort of form of healing that a lot of people may go to, but this is going to be a great way to educate people on it today. So can you explain in more detail, what are the Akashic Records?
Yeah, absolutely. So basically everybody, every soul, every person has their own specific Akashic Record. And the Akashic Records are basically an energetic database that records everything you've ever done in previous lifetimes, but it also records who you are at soul level. Yeah, your divine gifts, your soul specialization, your life lesson this time around. So it gives you a really good understanding who you are at soul level.
Yeah.
And it also helps you if you choose to basically clear karma, yeah, because the records record any restrictions, any karma, anything that might stop you today to move forward.
Mm. Okay, cool. How do you clear someone's karma?
By, first of all, becoming aware of it. Quite often what I'm doing with the reading is we're looking at what is totally unconscious. So even if people have done a ton of work, there's still things, for example, if like in my system, say I come across a soulmate contract, right? A lot of people would say, yay, it's so good. In my system, it's actually not a good idea, and we clear it. And the reason we do this is that if you still have leftover contract, if you are looking for a mate, say, quite often these people keep looking, they never ever find the one.
Yeah.
Because of the contract.
Because they're still so energetically.
You're looking for the one, and of course you never find the one. Yeah.
Yeah.
But people have no idea why.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. And so clearing, like I learned how to clear it on the level of the Akashic, but also mm-hmm. the client goes through a 21-day transformation
mm-hmm.
where they clear with a state, you know, with a statement specific for them. And their job is to clear through the emotional, mental into the physical, mm-hmm. because that's where we want to affect change.
So how do you then tap into how do you tap into the Akashic records? Is it a meditation process?
Welcome to this short ad break. Not sure if you're aware, but I'm a personal trainer and have been for years now. So if you like the idea of training and being educated on how to eat for better health, then maybe it's time to hire me as your personal coach. You can start feeling confident, self-assured and healthy again, so you can attract the best kinds of lovers and friendships into your life today. You can apply for online or face-to-face coaching with me, where I will take you through a hybrid fitness system that covers the three pillars to success, where I take you through the deep work of mindset principles and help you achieve breakthroughs, guide you to understand meal preparation for your goals, and customize your weight training program to help you build a healthy physique that you can be proud of. Find the application link in the show notes of this episode. Back to the show.
Not really. Like, I mean, I was initiated, so I have my Akashic record guides, but it's really quite simple. I just I say a prayer, basically.
Yeah.
And then I basically ask, you know, I need certain information, like full name at birth, full name now, if it's different, your date of birth, where you were born. And then I basically go, okay, can I find this particular person in the records? And then I also double check if it says yes, okay, but I'm double checking, have I got the right person?
It sounds confusing. So does a person need to be present with you for you to tap in?
No.
They don't?
No. No.
Right. So
it's actually better I don't know the person because, yeah, I find I'm not biased in any way.
Yep.
So, no, it's purely energetic.
Sounds spiritual. It almost sounds like a psych. Like, are you psychically trying to tap in?
I'm psychic as well. Yeah. Look, in the Bible, the Akashic is actually referenced as the Book of Life.
Mm.
Yeah. It's. I've just been taught, trained in a particular system, and I use a pendulum for answers, and I have charts and graphs, and I put everything together. It takes hours, like a full reading takes hours, and I type it all up and before I even see the client.
Right, okay, gotcha.
Yeah.
What is what would you say is the biggest breakthrough that you've had with clients deep diving into the Akashic records? Is it, like, on average, for example, how many sessions does it usually take to hit a decent breakthrough with someone?
The first soul success blueprint is the hugest breakthrough.
Yeah.
Because, and we only do this session once a lifetime.
Mm.
That tells you how huge it is, because we are literally bringing you back to love and light, like to when you were created at soul level. Yeah, so we are clearing all these restrictions, and you do it only once a lifetime. If you would do this every 6 months, you very likely would be in a healing crisis.
Gotcha.
Yeah, so it's like you're the cosmic kick out the door, so to speak.
Mm.
But then I'm also looking with clients, okay, what is a new little action step you can do instead?
Mm.
Yeah, because we're looking really at patterns, yeah, that quite often come from a past life, but it's not resolved. So we make the pattern, we become aware of the pattern, we clear it, but then because we are in 3D, we also need to take different action.
Yeah. So again, can you sort of, do you have any success stories working with clients?
I'll tell you what, one was, is amazing. So I did the reading and she, like the divine gift that she has came up as divine communication. And these people are spiritual teachers. They could also be actors. They could be writing books. Yeah, it's about the written, the spoken word.
Mm-hmm.
And this woman actually was born in the Ukraine, and she remembers that as a kid and even as a teenager, she always wanted to write a book. That and quite often, you know, who you are as a kid or teenager is usually more true to who you are as an adult, because we've just been brainwashed by society. So anyway, grew up in Ukraine, was basically told by her parents, you know, typically, right, why would you write a book? You're no good. You need to get a real profession. Mm. And she ended up studying mathematics and ended up being in a bank. Okay, so she ended up actually in New York in a bank.
Mm-hmm.
And she hated it. Mm-hmm. And, you know, but she just persevered till she basically had a breakdown. She just couldn't do it anymore. Through the direct, like getting the confirmation that she needs to write a book. And anyway, long story short, she wrote a book and she is number 5 on the bestseller list.
Excellent.
Yeah, took a while, you know. Yeah. But yeah, that's a success story.
Very, very good. Yeah. Yeah. Cool.
Including success stories, like we're looking at, you know, we're looking at what is hindering you in this lifetime.
Yeah.
So, for example, a lot of people are struggling with money and they don't recognize, because you can't, that maybe 5 lifetimes ago they created a vow of poverty. And what that means is you will have trouble with money this lifetime around.
Yeah.
Yeah. Either you earn enough, but you always have too many bills, or you really have a hard time. And so clearing that, becoming aware of it, clearing it, and then taking different action, people, you know, create more money.
What do you think is what is some of the childhood trauma issues around people that struggle to really get ahead financially?
Well, childhood trauma, again, is different to the Akashic, just so I want to say that.
Yep.
I think we all have childhood trauma because as a child, especially from 0 to 7 years of age, you are completely open. So anything that comes in, parents, school, kindergarten, uncle, is believed as truth.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so, and also kids are energetically, let me give you an example. So if a mother is in front of her 5-year-old, say, and she is angry, but she puts on a nice smile and pretends that's not happening, the child actually picks up on the anger. The words don't matter. Yeah, gotcha. So kids pick up on energy, even if the words are the opposite.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And so kids absorb the environment energetically, and then, of course, what they are observing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And if... like, I remember, you know, the typical growing up, you know, money doesn't grow on trees. You're greedy. Why do you want this? Yeah. I mean, all that has an impact on us.
For sure. Yeah. For sure. Yeah. Definitely. I'm so curious about the whole Akashic Records. Like, I'd love to have mine done just to kind of see what comes up, even though, like, I do heaps of spiritual work and understanding, you know, of the star signs and, you know, my numerology number. So I have a decent understanding of myself, but it's one area I haven't actually explored. So I wouldn't even think to go to someone to get your Akashic records done. So, and the fact also that it's in the Bible is also very, very interesting. So what section of the Bible can you actually find that in?
Oh, don't ask me.
Not too sure? Okay.
Don't ask
me. I thought I'd take a shot.
I have no idea.
Yeah. Fair enough. And is this something that took a while to study?
My dad was an atheist.
Oh, okay.
The Akashic. Yeah. Well, mind you, I was a rebel, right? So my dad is an atheist, and as a rebel, I was 14, and I started reading the Bible just to upset him.
Yeah.
But that was, that was a long time ago, so.
Yeah. Too funny. All right. And how
sorry,
long
what was the question you asked?
Well, it was about the Bible. But also, how long did it take you to study the Akashic records before you started practicing?
Look, we study and have practice clients, and we had to have 5 practice clients, and they had to report back to the teacher after they had the reading. And if that report was okay, we got our certification. Mm. And the way it's been, the way the coach has set it up is basically it's a self-study program, but you can ask questions on a call every 2 weeks. Yeah, okay. So some people do it in 6 months, some people do it in a year.
Mm.
Some people stop.
Yeah. Nice. And then on average, like per month, how many clients would you say that you see where you're working with the Akashic records? Like, how do people actually discover you and find you more so? Is it like through the website, through the internet, word of mouth?
Look, usually through interviews like this.
Yep.
I mean, I have a mailing list. Yeah, I've got a few thousand people on my mailing list that came through doing summits.
Yeah.
And I work with every client with the Akashic because that's what attracts them.
Yeah.
Also, there is a business record. There's an Akashic business record underneath your personal record.
Mm.
Yeah. So even if somebody is looking at, shall I create a business? Is this side hustle correct for me?
Mm.
I can actually look that up.
Gotcha. Yeah.
And it's a shortcut, because what people don't realize is that I think how we are brought up is so intense that quite often we don't even realize that we are going in the wrong direction for us.
For sure.
Yeah,
sure.
Because that's what everybody else does. So that's what Dad told me to do. Most people don't know who they are at some level.
I think a lot of people fail to listen to their intuition, their inner voice of what feels right for them, and they're too busy people-pleasing, and then they end up unhappy and realise that it doesn't actually work. So you also work with human design. Again, another term I didn't know about until you mentioned it and then did a little bit of research on it, and it's a whole other soul system and meridian channels and energy channels and stuff like that. So it seems to be a newer thing. So it sort of stems back to about 1987. Yeah. Is that right?
I think it's the newest soul system that got channeled. Yeah.
Right. Okay.
Yeah. And again, I love human design because human design, I mean, you can go down the rabbit hole with human design, seriously, but my main interest is in teaching people how to make the correct decisions for them.
Mm.
And human design has 4 different energy types where they actually talk about how your energy field behaves whether you are aware of it or not. Yeah.
Yeah.
And it, and so I'm also helping people with that. Yeah. Because it, it can be vastly different. I don't know. What did you find out? Who are you in human design, Amanda? Can you remember your type? Are you a generator, manifesting generator?
I think I was a generator. I think I had strong manifestation skills, which is true. I think I tend to run on high energy, so I've got a lot of energy to burn, which is also true. So I've got to constantly be around people. If not, I feel like I just lose energy.
Yeah.
So it was interesting. And basically it was pretty much a chart looking at the different energy channels on the body and then breaking down each energy channel as a way of describing how we may navigate through life and make decisions. And then I guess once you know your human design, how does that benefit a person? What can they do with them, their own decisions once they know their human design?
I have something super special for you. Join me for a 16-minute relationship breakthrough session where I'm using the Akashic and human design. Know who you are at soul level and find out how you are wired to do relationships. A session with me normally is $497, but today and for the next 48 hours, it's only $197. This is for you if you're yearning for a soulmate that adores you and elevates you. Join me. Look for the link in the show notes below. Well, that's where the rubber meets the road, right? It's how to really lift that information, yeah? Because we are in information overload, per se. So how would it look to live it? And I'll give you an example. I recently really I wanted to find out how do I manifest through my design. And I'm what they call a splenic projector.
Mm-hmm.
And a projector needs to wait for the invitation for anything that is a big change in their lives, right? Now, when you hear that, you probably go, I'll wait till the cows come home. What do you mean? Have to wait for the invitation, because it goes in the face of you have to hustle, you have to go for it. Yeah, there's push, push, push.
Yes.
Okay, yeah. I knew I needed to wait for the invitation. And I knew that I wanted to attract a couple that can share the land I'm on.
Yeah.
Okay, and I wanted that to be community. I wanted these people to be spiritual, conscious. You know, it wasn't just anybody.
Sure.
And so I talked to a friend about it. She told me, hey, there's this Facebook group of tiny homes. Mm-hmm. You can put a post up. So that was the first invitation.
Yeah.
Then I looked at the site, put up the post, was right. I had to say it this way. I had to wait for 2.5 months. Because I knew the logical mind would have said, you have to put another post up, you need to find other Facebook groups, how would they find you, right? Mm. And I mean, my mind had a lot to say, but I was just, no, just hold the energy. In the meantime, I was more visualizing, who do I want, what qualities do these people have?
Sure.
So anyway, 2.5 months later, I get a PM saying, are you still looking for somebody? And forward, we're very, very happy together. We've been living together on the same property. Yeah, they have their own tiny home for the last 4 months.
Can you explain? Can you explain what a tiny home is?
Oh, a tiny home is a fancy caravan on wheels.
Gotcha. Okay.
You know? Yeah.
Okay.
But listen to this. When Kyra, she's here, her experience was she went onto the site, She looked for some work, for some land. She intended to actually lock out. And her inner voice said, no, keep scrolling. And thank God she listened. Yeah, you mentioned we always have intuition.
Yeah.
And she had to scroll for a long time. But as soon as she found my post, she knew.
It was perfect.
Yeah, so I put one post up. I'm in the middle of nowhere in far north Queensland.
Yeah.
And I found the right people.
Yeah,
and that
amazing.
Was correct for me in my human design.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yep.
It's amazing. Yep. It's amazing when you follow your intuition. And even though it might seem or sound crazy, just follow it anyway, because the man can lie and let you down. Your intuition will never lie to you, though. That's the thing.
Absolutely.
People can make things sound very logical but also blindside you. But your intuition will sound crazy, but it's so honest that it – I just don't think it's ever wrong. Your intuition's just never wrong. And it can be as minute as like 0.5% of information that enters into your body and you think, nah, no, that can't be right. And then surely enough, your intuition always ends up being right. So, yeah, it's fascinating. It really is fascinating.
Yeah. So you get warning signs, you know, quite often, you know, when something didn't work out, it's like, I knew I could see the writing on the wall, but I didn't respond, right?
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. And, you know, people often kick themselves and go, oh, I wish I listened to my gut. You know, I should have trusted my gut. And situations will keep arising for people until they learn how to listen to their gut. They're going to keep either meeting the same kind of people, just dressed up and looking differently, but when you look at the elements of the characters that come through, they're pretty much identical. So it's a really good sign that you haven't learned the lesson from the previous situation and it just keeps coming up. And life is seldom going to be perfect. I think we're always going to be meeting people that have something to teach us, and every decade we've always got new things to learn as well. So is anything else you want to share on human design?
Yeah, look, everybody can have a free short human design online. So if you know your time of birth, just go and get your own human design. You even have a little mini reading. You don't even have to give your email address. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And it's very, very accurate.
Yeah.
And it's all I can say, incredibly accurate. And the idea is to live it. Yeah, same with the Akashic. It's about how to try it on and live it in real life.
Yeah.
That's when you see the difference.
But people could come to you and get human design too, yeah?
Yeah, absolutely. Like with every of my clients, I use the Akashic and human design.
Yeah.
And as an example, let me maybe say this. When you said you're a generators and manifesting generators, which is similar, make up 70% of the population.
Yep.
And you are the energy bodies. Yeah. Like as you said, you have all this energy. Yeah. And you have the energy.
Yeah.
And out of that percentage, 50% are what they call emotional. Now, if you are an emotional generator or manifesting generator, you can't make decisions quickly. You have an emotional way that when you become aware, you ride, you're up and down and up and down with your emotions.
Mm.
And you need to wait till around 70% to make a decision that's correct.
Mm.
Yeah, so...
It's
and
true.
Again, how many people try and sell you something and then they go, urgency, you have to make a decision now, rah, rah, rah. Well, it's not right.
Mm.
For 50% of the planet, they have to sleep on it, at least. They might take a whole week to make a decision till they come to a neutral, peaceful state.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, just so it's the opposite to what we are taught in society.
Yeah.
Quite often.
Yeah. Well, I mean, we're dealing with salespeople all the time and they're dealing all, you know, their tactics and psychology is
trying to make you feel inadequate if you don't buy something somehow. So it's about trying to make you feel superior because you have made that decision quickly to make a purchase of something you may or may not actually need. So, yeah, and that's the thing. Like if you can learn to kind of negotiate better in life, again, something I've kind of learned. I've learned that you don't get what you deserve in life, only what you negotiate. Everything is open for negotiation. Nothing is set in stone. So how do you think the human design and Akashic records are different?
Oh, they're completely different.
Like, can we talk about the differences?
Couldn't be more different. Yeah, well, one, you know, like I said, the Akashic, you can't see, yeah? Like the Akashic, it's more, it's all energetic, it's all channeled, although also very true. Mm. While the human design, what they do is you start with your Western astrology, and that is one part. And then they go 88 days before your birth, and that is your design part. And the design is the body, is your soul.
Yeah.
The astrology part is your mind, is your personality. Yeah. Yep. And then we're looking how they interact. So it's very different, but truth is truth is truth. Yeah, there's certain things that I see in the Akashic, and then it's been shown in human design as well. Yeah, but they're very, very different. Very different.
Yeah. Sounds interesting. Yeah. Sounds very interesting. All right.
Yeah.
Cool. And you've been working in this space for how long now?
At least 10 years with the Akashic. Human design is fairly new. I'm in my fourth year with human design.
Yeah.
But, being a teacher and, for yonks.
Yeah. What were you doing before this?
Oh, my God. Well, I taught yoga. I taught Pilates. I was an energy healer. When I was in Germany, like the profession in Australia doesn't exist per se, but it was similar to a paramedic. So I went into the medical field. Mm. And in Germany, again, very different system. I would work for GPs and they would say, they would see the patient and then the doctor would come out and say, okay, give this injection, put this arm in plaster.
Yeah.
You know, whatever. Yeah, take blood. Mm-hmm. So, yeah. So that's what I used to do.
Great.
But I did a lot. I mean, that was the start. I'm a spa therapist, massage therapist, yoga teacher, yoga therapy.
Yeah. Done quite a bit.
Energy healer. Yeah.
Yeah. And these days you're just focusing on the energy healing side of things. You're doing some summits. How often would you do summits?
I used to do them very often, like 4 times a year, but I would only do small summits. And before that, I would do big ones with like 25. I've just recently done one, but I haven't done one before for 2 years.
Yeah, okay.
And I actually prefer podcasts now.
Over summits? Yeah. Why is that?
Summits don't seem to convert very well. People are over summits, I think.
Yep.
Because they run for several days.
Yep.
Like I noticed people, I mean, it was bad before, but now I think people have the attention span of a flea. You know?
So true.
You know, it's like
worse and worse, isn't it?
I reckon.
I think people have a better idea on what human design and Akashic records are about. It's enough to kind of trigger some interest, I think. So moving forward now, if someone wants to come and work with you, you've got a free gift, haven't you? Yeah, great. So what's
a gift? Remember, we have a paid gift. We have a very specific offer for your audience.
Yes. And what was that gift again?
You're going to get your soul profile. So that means who you are at soul level from your Akashic record.
Yeah.
I also will have a look at your human design. Mm-hmm. And then you come with the questions. Yeah, so if it's relationship and you go, how come I can't attract anybody or always attract duds or health or money or business,
yeah,
it will be apparent what's happening.
Yeah, yeah?
So for $197, you get two readings in one.
Yes.
Like I said, yes. I prepare myself already. It will take 1 or 2 hours in the privacy of my own home to prepare. You have it in writing. You, the session is recorded. And it's basically how much do you, like $300 off.
So it sounds like fairly thorough. So it's up to $300 off. So almost sort of 60, 70% off from the normal price. You get a full detailed reading of both human design
get,
and
well, you get the soul profile. Like there are two parts in the Akashic, yeah? So one is the soul profile.
Yep.
And that really gives you who you are, why you're here, what are your strengths, what do you need to look out for.
Mm.
And I really believe the more you really know yourself,
yep,
the easier any relationship is, whether it's a love relationship, business relationship, because everything is relating.
Mm.
Everything, yeah?
Yes.
It's based on relationship, yeah?
For sure. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. And so it makes you stronger,
mm-hmm.
I think. Well, it's a weird way to say it, but what I mean is because we're all unique, yeah? And well, I'll give you an example. I am in human design. It's very apparent that I'm really, what's the word? I have what they call cave as an environment. So I'm
introvert. You're like an introvert. You're more introvert.
I'm introverted. You're looking at environment too. What environment suits you in human design? Well, I'm caves.
Yeah.
I mean, say no more. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, I never really liked huge parties, for example. Mm. And before I knew that information, I would feel guilty if I said no to an invitation. And I would secretly think, what's wrong with me? Why? Mm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And now I'm like, no, this was correct for me. I'm just not wired. Yeah. Mm. Amanda, you probably would be the life of the party. That's you. But no, it's not for me.
Yeah.
So I don't feel guilty anymore. Yeah?
Yeah.
I feel it's all right. And,
yes.
And that's huge.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know
okay.
what I mean? That's what I mean. It will make you stronger. Yeah. It's like, yeah.
Gives you clarity around who
same,
you are. Yeah.
Yeah. Like I'm highly intuitive. And honestly, when I had my reading, I poo-pooed it. Ah. And then, it's like, okay. And then I realized, oh my God, I've run my whole life on my intuition.
Mm-hmm.
It even saved my life once.
Yeah.
You know, but it's so integrated, like quite often. That's the funny thing. We believe that whatever we need or want, it has to be hard. Yeah. There's somehow we have to work hard. And when you actually know your divine gifts and then you recognize, oh, my God, I do this. It's easy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's and then realizing, yeah, this is your gift. Not everybody else can do it.
Yeah, yeah.
And it can be, you know, I mean, quite often we don't recognize it because it's so innate.
Yes.
And somehow we believe everybody does it, but that's not true.
What would you say? What would you say is your greatest gift, aside from your intuition, right? Like, okay, you may not be the life of the party, but what is a great strength that you have?
Oh, my God. I'm very compassionate. I see patterns. I have pattern recognition. Which is a big gift.
Mm.
Yeah, I see. Like one of, like that, again, that's human design. My incarnation cross, which I would talk about, which is literally your purpose in human design. My incarnation cross is basically I see what's not working and I also see the solutions. Yeah, I just, and when I used to be employed, it wasn't the best gift to have because I would, you know, I would go into a spa and I would, and, but again, I wasn't conscious of it, yeah?
Yeah.
I would start work at a spa and I would go, this not working, yeah? Like I see patterns, I see what's not working.
Yeah.
But I wasn't invited to actually make changes and make improvements.
I had to
wait for the invitation.
Yes.
And so blurping it out wasn't the correct way, because you get pushback. But that is really, I think that's one of my strengths, really deeply seeing what is the root cause of something.
Yes.
But and then also deeply looking at, okay, what's the solution?
Gotcha. So when you say waiting for the invitation, are you outspoken when you see things or do you wait until someone says, what do you think about that?
I had to learn not to be outspoken. I had to learn to wait because as a projector, again, it was fascinating. So the energy of a projector, for example, and I'm only 20% of the population. Like my energy field literally pierces yours. Yeah. Like my energy field is projecting into yours.
Yep.
While you have, it's a different energy field. Yeah. For you, it's enveloping. Now, the projection or the focus for some people is very hard. It's intense. This is only for big changes, yeah? We don't have to wait for every little bit.
Yeah.
But going back to your question, projectors are the guides. They see very clearly. They used to be the guides for the future, but the future has arrived finally, thank God. Yeah. I see very clearly, and I had to train myself to shut up.
Gotcha.
Unless I'm asked.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
I mean, with clients, it's different because it's already, yes, I want your wisdom. But,
they're paying you for that. Yeah. Okay.
Because there's, like, I might be right. Like, I'm usually, in inverted commas, right?
Yeah.
But it's not received because it wasn't asked.
Gotcha.
I could go around it and what I've also trained myself to do is to say, hey, I have an idea or I have an observation or I got downloaded with something. Are you open to hearing it? So I'm asking for permission.
Mm-hmm.
And then that's different. Yeah.
Yes.
But I'm not blurting something out anymore.
Yeah. Okay. Fair enough. Yeah. Well, it all sounds very interesting.
For example, for you, Amanda, you have to wait to respond. Yeah. So again, as a generator, you will naturally bring in situations, people. Yeah. They will say, hey, can you do this episode? Can you do this? And then you're responding again, depending whether you're sacral or emotional, you still check in. But again, you are not here to push or to initiate. You're not. And that's the hardest thing that people get their head around, you know, because the
really?
Fear
Because
is
I feel like nothing. I feel like I initiate a lot.
Exactly. Yeah. It's the only person that initiates in human design is the manifestor. There's one, that's the only person. The manifestor just initiates, informs. So it's,
I think
you don't believe any of it,
try
it out.
Sounds really interesting. Look, if people want to learn more, we've got all the details in the show notes below. So you gave me a free gift link.
Okay.
I'll probably need the other link to the offer that you're offering, right? So where they can get a proper report, it's more personalized, and they can find more out about themselves. And I think it's going to be a great way to set themselves up for 2023 as well, especially if they're going on a personal development journey and what have you. They can check that out. So check that out. That's in the show notes below. Shivani will look after you. She actually, off air, we did a human design together. She did mine and we quickly went through it and a lot of it resonated. So, it's amazing when it makes you aware. Shivani can then guide you and go, based on this, this is how you probably should be tackling certain situations, or this is why you might be faced with certain, you know, situations where you're more extrovert or introvert. Or problem with society is society indoctrinates everyone to be the same. It doesn't celebrate people's differences, and it doesn't create environments to embrace everyone's differences. Everyone's expected to just adapt to every kind of environment. But then how do you adjust to every single personality? You know, it's about people adjusting to their environment. It's a catch-22. But Shivani, I wanted to say thank you for your energy today. Thank you for being the last guest for season number two. Mm-hmm. Is there anything you want to say before we jump off?
Well, first of all, I mean, obviously, have a wonderful holiday. Enjoy your Christmas. Enjoy your new year.
Thank you.
And
same to you.
Know that if you are struggling in some shape or form, that there is shortcuts out there that can support you. And also trust we are guided and life works for you. And you're so much more. I mean, the last thing I want to say is you are so much more powerful than you realize. Yeah, we are the creator of our own experience. And no matter what happens on the outside, and the more you know who you are, the easier it gets.
Yeah, couldn't agree more.
So here's to a powerful 2023.
I agree. Well, Shivani, have a wonderful Christmas, a happy new year, and thank you again.
Thank you.